Welcome to the Savvy Scribe podcast. I am so glad you're here. Before we start the show, if you're interested, we have a free Facebook group called Savvy Nurse Writer Community. I appreciate you following and listening to me today, and I would love if you would subscribe via iTunes. And if you love our show, can I ask you for a review? Select ratings and reviews and write a review. It's that simple. I would love to read your review, and it helps other nurses like you find our podcast. Thanks so much.
Welcome to The Savvy Scribe, a podcast for freelance healthcare and medical writers who want to start or grow their business. Your hosts, Carol Bush and Janine Kalbach, will help you build a profitable health writing business without having to spend years figuring it out on your own. Now, let's join the conversation.
Hey everybody, welcome to the Savvy Scribe. Janine here. In this episode, it was originally featured on the Healthcare Marketing Network Facebook group, but we edited it to make it a podcast, and this one is all about accountability and how you find an accountability partner, why accountability is important, and I ask you in this, what do you do to personally keep yourself accountable? Email us, savvyscribes, with an S at the end, at gmail.com. We would love to share it in an upcoming episode. And on to the show. Hey guys, Janine here, just popping in. I wanted to let you guys know about a strategic coaching program called the Savvy Scribe Growth Lab that we have going on right now. If you are a healthcare writer that is ready to start mastering those foundational skills needed to focus and land your first paid writing gig, join us in less than 8 weeks. That is our goal for you. Carol Bush and I, the hosts of this podcast, are ready to support you with some group training, coaching, and co-working sessions, along with a lot of accountability. If you go to savvyscribegrowthlab.writern, like you're writing something, rn.net, you will see our landing page and everything that's included. Come join us. We're excited to have you, and back to the show.
Hey, everybody. How are you? I'm Janine. For those of you who don't know me, welcome. I have my little partner here in crime. Say hi, Jimmy. Say
hi. Hi.
Sit back for a minute, take a break from your work, and join me. So today we're talking about accountability. I looked up the definition of accountability, and accountability means the fact or condition of being accountable or responsible. And that's usually what I think of when I think of accountability is responsibility. And this freelance writing world can be very lonely and is very easy to get off track, especially with summer being, you know, the height of my kids and what I need to think about. But I have to think I'm also running a business too, besides my hospital job. I'm going to talk to you guys about my accountability partner and other people that keep me accountable in my life. And I want to hear from you guys to hear maybe just some tips on how you are accountable to your own freelance writing business and how you meet deadlines on time, even if you have a crazy week ahead or crazy month ahead. How do you deal with the work-life balance? Because it is not easy, and I'm not one to say it is. I have two kids, and I work at the hospital still, 12-hour shifts every other weekend, you know, just like a lot of nurses. So it's hard. I get up early a lot, and I can't stay up too late. I admire those who do, but this guy, he doesn't like to sleep. He hasn't liked to sleep since he was born. We don't, you know, I got to get the hours when I can get them, and usually it's right after he falls asleep because I'm exhausted of trying to get him to sleep. Basically, my husband is pretty good as a, he's a very good supporter of my business. He's, you know, he actually set up the LLC. He wanted me to do this, and he is always so proud of the clients I land and the work that I achieve. That being said, he is not the biggest, greatest person to keep me accountable for my deadlines. He does in a sense of, he'll say, Janine, go work if you need to go work. But he has no idea what I'm working on or nothing, no idea what kind of income or work. The other partner that I have is actually my oldest. He is 12 years old and he just went off to seventh grade. This summer, I must say, he has been so good with my business and watching this little guy just for, you know, an hour here or there, just so that I can submit things or get things edited or whatever I got to do to get that work done. For myself, I also get up very early, between 4:30 and 5. And oh my God, how does she do that? Okay, I'm in bed by like 10 because I have to be up by 4:30 or 5 every morning. So I try to get to bed early. And if I don't, I still force myself to get up because you got to make it a habit. It's like going to the gym. If you don't go every day, then you're just not going to get any results. You're going to just say it's easier to stay in bed because it is. It's so much easier to stay in bed. But, you know, you got to think what's important and you got to keep yourself accountable for those deadlines. The last thing you want to do is submit garbage to your client and then lose that client potentially. I wanted to share one of the biggest reasons that I thought of accountability as my topic is because of a member of our group named Vicky, who I had a recent conversation with that I thought we were going to talk for 10, 15 minutes on the phone. We were just emailing back and forth, and I just picked up Jimmy from somewhere, and Zach was in the car, and I'm like, you know what, I got a like 20-minute drive, and as you know, time is precious, so I was like, you know what, I'm just going to see if I could just call her and see if she'll just answer the phone, and she did, and she has young kids, too, and in the background, you know, you hear screaming and yelling and whatever, chaos, because that's motherhood. Mine was actually like peeing outside. Like, whatever. We have three bathrooms, but let's pee off the porch. Okay. Thank God there's no neighbors. But that's life. So Vicky was so awesome to talk to. And you have to find somebody who is so like-minded like you. There's so many moms like me that are starting businesses and freelance writing and that were nurses. And even if they aren't nurses, it's so nice to hear what people do. How do you keep your kids busy without sticking them in front of a television? So that's my advice for today. I want to know a couple of things. What do you do to keep yourself accountable personally? And if you have somebody in your life that keeps you accountable, what you do to balance out your work and life at the same time? What do you, like, give me some tips. What do you normally do in your life? Also, do you have a tribe? I think I found my tribe. If you need an accountability partner, reach out. Say, hey, I'm still looking for an accountability partner. If you want to be my partner, you know, message me on Facebook or something like that. And that doesn't mean that that person has to be your accountability partner. Talk to them for a little while. See if you guys are like-minded, if you're working on the same things. Vicky and I are. We're very like-minded. We almost do the exact same things. And even to build our businesses, we're thinking about doing the exact same things that, like, I started, you know, coaching. She wants to start coaching. Am I going to be like, oh, no, I'm a better coach than you. Let's see, I'll get three more clients and she will. Absolutely not. We are here to encourage each other and to refer each other and see what's working for me, because I'm going to pass on what's working for me will work for her. If you just are not ready to have someone like seriously bugging you, that's what we do to each other. We bug each other and ask how things are going. Like, so think about that. Think about what you need help with. Please reach out. I want to hear from you guys. And take care.
Hey, Janine Papadin here. I wanted to let you guys know, if you didn't know how to get a hold of us to work with us, you can always just send us an email at savvyscribes, with an S at the end, @gmail.com. We're willing to help you find a freelance writer for your business. We are willing to answer any questions that you might have. Just shoot us an email, and Carol and I will get back to you probably within the next 24 hours. savvyscribes@gmail.com. Back to the show.
That's a wrap for today's episode of The Savvy Scribe. Thank you so much for listening. If you enjoyed today's show, we'd love for you to subscribe and leave a review on iTunes or your favorite podcast app. Until next time.
Again, thank you for listening. If you're ready to explore freelance writing as your next PRN job or even full-time, I invite you to check out our Savvy Nurse Writer community on Facebook and visit savvynursewriter.com to help you get started today.